Welcome to another interview. Alicia Perza, 17 years old, world champion, European champion, just an exceptional athlete. And I'm really looking forward to present you her story, her workout advice. Also, Black Weekend is ahead with the 23rd to 27th of November with the biggest sale of the year on clothing, on equipment. And I'm really looking forward to jumping into the interview now. Let's go. I'm sitting here with probably one of the most strong athletes, female athletes in the world with only 17 years old. I'm super impressed by your power, by your achievements already. And welcome to the podcast, Alicia.
Thank you for inviting me here.
I was looking forward to this interview for a long time. And we finally made it. And maybe we can start off. The question that burns in my head is, how is it possible with 17 to be such a powerhouse like you are? How is it possible?
I mean, I don't know. I don't really feel like I'm that strong. I mean, yeah, there are so many way stronger. But I think it's because if you like what you're doing and you work in that direction, you achieve anything.
So you think there are stronger athletes out there than you? Do you think they are, like, are they 17 as well, or are they already more progressed?
I don't know how old are they, but for sure they are young as well.
Okay, because, like, for the people who know you, you're extremely strong in the push moves, in handstand push-ups, and but also in dynamics. So you're like really a well-rounded athlete in terms of statics and dynamics, which is really unusual or rare in the sport. Because on the one hand, you have like athletes who are super strong in dynamics and who can do like really crazy combos, but they don't have the best statics. And I think for you, the balance between the both is like super equalized and balanced. And this makes you like a super interesting athlete to watch on every competition. And you're doing a lot of competitions. But maybe we can start off with your story. How did you get in touch with the sport? How did you start with calisthenics?
I think it was 2019. I was just playing on my PC and my mom wanted to go to the gym to lose some weight and tried to make me make some exercise that she was doing on the gym, just to make some sport, some activity besides computer. And I started with some abs workout, but I really like it and enjoy it. And then I wanted to learn the push-up, and then more push-ups and more push-ups, and still at that time I didn't know what calisthenics was. Only later, maybe after I think 1 year or maybe 2 years of doing only push-ups and plank, I discovered calisthenics on the internet.
Crazy. And still today, you are super strong in push-ups. I saw your challenges you're doing on the street, challenging some guys.
Just muscle memory.
Yeah. So how many push-ups do you do these days in one set, max?
These days, I think in my videos, I was close to my maximum. I did 120-something. But it's so low if I compare with my maximum when I was doing only push-ups.
What do you mean with that? It's so low. You did more back then?
Yes, I did. You won't believe. I don't really say this because it's hard to believe. Sometimes I don't believe me. I did 500 in a row.
No.
Yes, yes, yes.
What?
I have only one video, but I did that in many days. Like I did only push-ups every day. So,
But in
push-ups for a year,
one set, and you went up with your butt to relax the shoulders, or you stayed in the plank?
No, only let's say break. It was that I just a bit. How do you say? I raised my hand a bit.
Yeah. And how old have you been when you've done like 500 push-ups?
I think 12 or 13 in the beginning.
That's crazy. So you're already like working out for a long time. As I heard, you started more with the basics. You didn't start with freestyle or gymnastics stuff, but you started with basics, with push-ups, with ab exercises, with plank, etc. And you never did gymnastics in your life, or?
No, gymnastics, no. I only did, the only sport I did that I was, let's say, almost consistent was cycling.
Crazy. That's interesting. And you think this strength that you built with basics, how many years of basics, and when did you start with freestyle then?
3 years, only basics.
And then how were your beginnings in statics, dynamics? How did you get in touch with the stuff that you do today?
Yes, first competition. I went, it was basic competition, but they have a little bit of showing for freestyle. And that's where I saw dynamics. And I fall in love with dynamics. Since then, I tried to learn.
Okay. And how were your beginnings? Did you have a teacher? Did you do it yourself? I know you, I think you told me that you watched also the tutorials of Daniel Fleefield, but that was like way later, I guess. But how did you start in the beginning?
Actually, my first freestyle, the dynamic move was shrimp flip, and learn from Daniel Fleefield.
Wow.
From YouTube. No, in Romania it's not that known. Calisthenics still is not that known. Only YouTube. That's where I took the information.
Wow. Okay, so good job for Daniel. For anybody looking for good freestyle tutorials, I think he has shrimp flip, maybe 540. I think he has a few skills out there, which are still like quite unique, the tutorials, because not a lot of people do dynamics tutorials. And the special thing about you is what I think is your backyard bar. So you're training alone in the garden, as it seems for me. Can you explain why do you train alone? Isn't there somebody doing freestyle around you? Aren't there bars, public ones? Tell us.
So yeah, first, we have some parks, but you can do maximum pull-ups on them. It's not for freestyle. And in my town, the calisthenics community is not that, well, we don't know each other because we don't really have a park where we can go and train. So we better do it at home. But I'm starting to meet some people that are doing calisthenics, and sometimes I'm asking them to come to my freestyle bar. I think it's the best in the town. And I also have mats. But to train alone, for me, is how I got used since the beginning. It is like a therapy. But yeah, I know for this sport, we should be a team. Yeah, so I feel when I'm training alone, I feel more productive, let's say, because this is how I got used.
Interesting. So, you don't know how it is to train in a group, like at least regularly. So when you're training alone in the garden, how is your mentality? How is your mindset? Are you like super focused? Are you sometimes on your phone? How are you structuring your workout?
Well, I usually do dynamics in the garden. The rest, I do, like statics, and I'm doing in the house, yeah. I can say I'm trying to be as focused as possible, but in the breaks, yeah, I'm staying on the phone.
And you're listening to music and like really trying to get into the zone of your dynamics sesh.
Yeah, here is another strange thing about me. I don't really use music. I train on quiet.
That's crazy. Why?
I don't know. This is how I get used. But yeah, lately my friends from other towns said to try to listen to music. And yeah, I feel like it helps with statics.
Mm-hmm.
If you have that drop.
True. So on the next freestyle competition, you will ask everyone to put off the music so you can concentrate better?
Of course not. It's better in a competition, it's good with music.
Yes. Nice. And yeah, I just saw a few days, weeks ago that also I think you're, especially with 17, and I see it on all the events, your family plays a big part of your athletic career. And you uploaded the reel with your grandfather who built the bar with you, or your mother who travels to the events with your with you. And yeah, tell us more about the importance about of family support.
Yeah, of course, especially for me, but I think for everyone, the family support is crucial. Like it really can make a difference. And I know I wouldn't be here without them.
That's true. So, yeah, tell us about your workout schedule. How do you schedule the week? How does a regular workout week look for you?
Okay, I can say that now I'm not that...
structured?
Yeah, now I'm not that structured. I'm a little bit freestyling with with my workouts. And I'm also preparing for the next competition. It's strange because it was so full this period after the World Championship. I had so many plays, and it's also school final year. Yeah, I'm really full.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not really structured now. But I can say how I prepare for the next competition,
mm-hmm.
because I think this is how my workouts will look like until mm-hmm. Beast of the Bars.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing one day dynamics and combos of dynamics, and one day statics and combo of statics. Yeah, I always do basics at the end of the workouts.
So two workout days and then a day of rest, or like?
No. Like dynamics, statics, and maybe one day off.
And how long does one session last usually for you?
Depends, especially for dynamics. Sometimes I can do 1 hour and sometimes three.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, between 1 and 3 hours, I think.
Okay. So the next competition is Beast of the Bars, you said? Or is there's still like Brussels Cup?
Brussels, yeah. Brussels.
Okay.
I will go to there too.
And how do you handle the pressure with last year of school and workout? How do you find the good balance between?
Yeah, it's actually it's very balanced after school to do workout. It's the perfect balance because you are disconnected to the school when you are workout, when you train. And when you are at school, you disconnect to the trainings. So I think it's the best.
True. Yeah. And do you already have plans what to do after school finishes?
Yeah, I was thinking to go on nutrition. I'm not 100% sure, but this is what I will try.
So to start studying nutrition, you mean, or
yes,
getting a degree
yes.
there?
Yes. Because I think that is the most, it's a thing that I really don't know. The part of eating, I don't know almost mm-hmm. anything I need.
And I see that for a lot of young athletes, especially, they somehow don't have to think too much about nutrition, and they still perform. They can just squeeze everything out of their body. But I think at a certain age or also at a certain level, you like nutrition gives an extra boost if you think about it, if you plan it well. So I'm really looking forward to see how you will perform when you invest even more focus into nutrition. How does your nutrition look like right now?
Yeah, it's not that good right now. I'm eating whatever. Well, not fast food, but sweets. Yeah, every day. So I'm eating the food I make, or my mom, or sometimes food from my grandma. but not fast food, only sweets. It's not that clean, but yeah.
And is it typical Romanian food, or what food is it? Like, is it a lot of meat? Do you have any, are you vegetarian? Do you eat, you don't eat something, or you eat something a lot?
Yeah, it's mostly Romanian food. Yeah, usually Romanian food, I don't know. And when I don't have anything in my house, like soup or, you know, I'm just making eggs.
But you don't count calories or something with or count like how much protein you eat or something, just by feeling of how you feel you do it.
Yeah, no, I'm not counting calories, and I don't know how. I'm not even thinking how many protein I take in. Yeah.
So what do you think, looking back, what has been the biggest factor of your success? Do you have like really good genetics? Is it because of your family? Is it because you work so hard? Is it because you found the best tutorials on the internet by Flefio? What is the reason for your success, or like the main factor?
I think it's a little bit of everything. This is the key: to work hard, and of course, if you have the support from your family and friends, it's a big plus.
So you would say that you have good genetics as well?
Yeah, maybe I have, because I'm not that tall. Yeah, I think this is the only thing.
Okay. And how tall and heavy are you right now, like in competition preparation?
I'm not really in the shape with my kilograms, because okay, the winter is coming, and it's if I'm too low with my weight, I will freeze. So I have 53, and tall, how tall I am? 156, I think.
And when you say in the winter you're a little bit heavier, are you stronger in winter or in summer? When do you feel the strongest?
The summer.
Okay.
In the winter, it's so strange if when you train outside, because you are always cold, and it's strange for joints and muscles.
Mm-hmm. So you continue training outside in the winter, and you just put on more clothing, and that's it.
Yeah, two hoodies from Gornation. And I think it's good.
Yeah. Nice. Okay. So yeah, super interesting. Because yeah, when it rains, you still train.
Yeah. I'm still training when it rains. Well, I can do in my house statics, but sometimes I train when it rains too. Basics in the rain, yeah. Because okay, it gives you adrenaline to train in the rain.
Yeah, that's cool. True. So what would you say was the strongest point of your career? When have you been like in the best shape, in the best version? Is it right now? Was it Swoop because it was summer? Will it be Beast of the Bars because you train so hard right now? What do you think?
I think at every competition I'm pushing my best. I'm trying at least. But for now, I think at the World Championship I was in the best shape. I mean, I was very prepared for that.
Is it was it the most important competition for you this year?
Yeah, of course, World Championship. Yes.
True. Okay, so this is the title that you are looking forward the most, and is it also the goal to defend it next year, or what are the next goals for you? What is the biggest driver for you?
On the competition part, yeah, I would like to try to maintain on the top, because there's a saying that is harder to maintain, to stay in the top, than to reach. So yeah, I would like to do that. I will try to do that. And on the other side, like me and my mother, we want to try to do a federation in Romania. We are just making a association first, And then we will try to make events, maybe even international events. I don't know, we will see. First, I have to finish the school. And then, yeah, this is the bigger goals for the future.
Yes, and you're also doing YouTube. Are you also planning to do tutorials, or what can people expect from on your YouTube channel?
Yes, I want to do tutorials, and also that Behind the Bars series that I have, I think, 3 videos that I have to edit. It's so hard to edit. It takes so much time. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I want to do tutorials too. I have one. I think I have only one, but I would like to do more.
What would be your advice to beginners out there? If we have some beginners listening that also have the goal of reaching your level of doing international competitions, or like just becoming their strongest version, what would be your advice to them?
Well, first, if is a totally beginner, to do the basics, of course, and to don't. Well, everyone says that you have to do the basics, but you really have to do it. Mm-hmm. And then you can start competing earlier than you think, because I also was pushed by my mother. I wasn't prepared to compete to my first international competition, the World Championship from 2022. In my head, it was what I can do there. It's no chance for me. I don't have what to do there. Mm-hmm. But you gain, if you have in mind and you know you will go to a competition, you have so much motivation, and you increase your level like crazy.
So to do the basics, and to start start competing, start showing yourself earlier than you think.
Yes.
So maybe let's talk about the basics. How would you you did push-ups, pull-ups, plank, like core exercises. What exercise do you think are really good to build a foundation for beginners?
So I can say what I did. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's the best, but I can mm-hmm. say what I did. Mm-hmm. So first I did, as you said, I did the abs workout, actually, with variation of, how it's full, the internet is full of that. Mm-hmm. Plank, but again, plank is more work, and push-ups when you are passing 50 is more work mentally, not really. And it's good too. I think that helped me now a lot. It's not really strength that you gain from more than 50 push-ups, but it's mental strength, which is very important. Yeah. So yeah, pull-ups, dips. Also later, I think I did the 50, no, wait. 500 push-ups, and I couldn't do one pull-up because I didn't have a bar. So it's, it's not that much strength, physical, it's mental when you do push-ups. So yeah, for physical strength, it's pull-ups, dips, even muscle up. I think that is the first skill that anyone wants to learn. Can we call it basic?
I think we can. Not for complete beginners, but I think in general it builds basic strength. That helps for freestyle and later as well.
So muscle up is a really important skill to have and to do. This is it.
Did you ever have the mental barrier? Because I'm interested, you're doing a lot of skills and strength moves that are super, super hard. There are not a lot of women out there who do the skills you do with handstand push-ups, with 90 degree, etc. So did you ever have the mental barrier that nearly nobody does it in the world? What the things that I want to learn? Why should I be able to learn them? Because I can imagine this thing, learning something that you don't see a lot of times, it can be quite intimidating. But how did you approach these skills that are super, super hard without having a teacher that can show you?
You mean the 90 degrees and handstand push-ups?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I just like so much push-ups. I didn't know that there are no girls or, you know, I saw these skills maybe in competitions with boys in Romania, where I competing with boys.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I never thought like there is no girls. I never knew that there are not that much girls. But there are. There are girls too.
Yeah, but it's super rare. It's super, super rare, I think. And yeah, so competing in Romania and we in general, the sport is not that well advanced that we have weight categories. We have even like men and women sometimes compete against each other. So this was the case for you. So you had different standards. You had different things that were normal for you that you tried to beat, right?
This thing that I compete with the boys made me increase my level higher maybe than if I would compete with girls, because it's higher level, you aim for high.
And aiming for high is something that I see is a 50-50 chance. Either you have the right mindset, let's call it, and it pushes you. It gives you a high goal to go after and to like really push for. Or it can also lead to being frustrated because you think, oh, it's too much and I won't reach it. And I think it's really how you deal with these situations, because I think it can also be really demotivating for someone to compete, for a girl to compete with boys. It can lead to giving up, but seemingly you had the right mindset and it pushed you. So can you maybe tell us about how does it feel for you to have like an extremely high goal? Does it motivate you? Do you think about it at all?
Yeah, in my case, of course, it motivates me a lot to really reach that goal. And when I see, for example, now girls doing crazy statics, I want that. I want that too. What I want to say, in the competing with the boys, I was never on the last place. So this is probably, this was my motivation. Maybe this helped. Even in my first competition, freestyle competition, I beat one guy. So,
nice.
So of course I was motivated.
Crazy. So what are the goals that you are currently working for, like skills, combos? Can you tell us more about the sports side, your goals right now?
Combos, I'm not really sure. I don't have in my mind any crazy combos, but I know I have to learn more skills, because I already, all my skills that I have, I'm, let's say, almost mastering them, and I can combine them almost however I want. So I want to focus on learning more skills. And I have one dynamic in my mind, but it's secret until I unlock it.
Okay.
But like a goal for strength. On the strength, I would like to learn Entrada the Angel one day. But I don't know, with Hephaestus, it's so strange because I'm always injured. It's true. What the people say, that you get injured from Hephaestus, yeah, it's true. I'm always at least a bit injured.
What injury? Is it the wrist? Is it the biceps? What is it?
It was all of them. At the beginning was wrist, then like elbow somewhere here. Now it's shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's not that bad.
Okay.
But still.
Yeah, it's a dangerous move. I think it's something that doesn't come with no risks. But as a lot of things in life and in the sport as well. There are no big rewards without risks. So, yeah, you have to find a way how to achieve it for you if it's your goal. Nice. So, Brussels is ahead, the competition. You said that currently the preparation due to school is a little bit less structured, but still you're on a good way. Can you tell us about the mindset that how you go into these competitions? How do you prepare mentally for them?
I'm just thinking. I'm trying to think that the person who trains the most will win. So if I lose, it's because the other person train more and work harder than me. I think this is a way of explaining something about.
I think that's super interesting. That's a really good mindset, because like this, you take out all of the fears that can happen when you fail, when you when the judges don't see your strength or like have different opinions. You take out all of these things you can't influence, but you focus on the thing that you can influence, and you can train harder today. You can not skip the session tomorrow. So for you, it's more about focusing on what you can influence and change today, right?
Exactly. Yeah. You can control what others do. It's the only thing you can do is to focus on what you can control.
Nice. So I think this mindset set helps a lot on days, especially when you're not motivated to train and you think yourself, I had the thought yesterday during my workout, every day 1% better. And it's kind of the same, you know, like every workout you get a little bit better, a little bit better. And it's just about the work that you put in to see what comes out of your body later. So you're aiming for first place, right? For Brussels.
Yeah, of course, I'm aiming for that, but yeah, it's not a thing you can control it.
That's only true.
How hard you train, and I can say that I'm not training that hard, like I train for World Championship, for example. So if someone is training harder, they can beat me, of course.
And for you, it would be okay.
Yeah. This is the mentality how I want to go to every competition.
Mm-hmm.
Because I saw many podcasts of you, and I heard that it's so much pressure after you won once, and then when you go again and you have to defend your title, you feel so much pressure. But I will try to not feel that much pressure, because if someone trained harder than me, they will beat me.
Nice.
If not, I will win. Yeah.
But I think it's really healthy to think like this and not to put too much pressure on yourself, to be too hard with yourself, and to just be honest. And if you didn't focus, if you have like different focuses right now in life with school, with all the side projects, I think it's totally fair to say, hey, this person worked out more than me and worked harder. And I think it's good for yourself to not become frustrated and to be disappointed. That's cool.
Yes, because the key is to be consistent in every aspect of life.
Great. So we will be looking forward to your performance in Brussels. I'm really curious how it will go. And I'm already looking forward to see you in December at Beast of the Bars in Stockholm. It will be a big, big event again. And I'm really curious to see your progression from last year's event. And
me too.
Then, we're slowly coming to an end of the interview. I'm super thankful that you took the time, that you shared much more of your journey. I think it's like always when you see exceptional athletes like you on social media. I think what's missing for the people is to hear the or see the transparency of how they got there. And for you, it's like really, I think I even wrote to you, same story with your grandfather who built your park was the same for me. And I think like family support plays such a big role, especially when you're a young athlete and you try to find your way in life. I think it's super important to have a family standing behind you to support yourself to support your good new habits. So yeah, I just wish all the best for you and your family, that you continue this journey with your athletic career, but also the sport development in Romania with your mother. Sounds super, super nice. And all the best for your goals.
Thank you, and wish you all the best for you and your family too.
Thank you. Awesome. Then, enjoy your day. And thanks, everyone, for listening. And have a good day.